When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to A View from the Stands, a podcast series in which we discuss the new normal in the world of sports. I'm Aditya Iyer, and with me is the national sports editor of HD, Rudraneel Sengupta. We're going to get straight down to it and talk about the biggest news story of the week, which is possibly also a story that's going to dominate the sports pages for the next few weeks. I'm, of course, talking about the end of Lionel Messi's time as a footballer at Barcelona. Ever since Messi made his intentions of leaving Barca known on Tuesday, this is pretty much all that football fans around the world are talking about. Rudra and I are no different, and over the next few minutes, we're going to indulge in some Messi gossip as well, ranging from some of the best rumors about him to where he may end up playing the evening of his career. So, Rudra, why don't you have a crack at this first? And because it's Messi, there are many, many ways of skinning this cat.
Right. But, Messi has spoken about leaving Barcelona before. He has hinted that he's not happy at the club for maybe a couple of seasons now. But this really seems like the end of the affair, because this is not just him talking. This is actually a formal letter. And we now suddenly all know what a Bureau of Facts is. It's a Spanish service where, you know, a document is delivered and the person receiving it has to confirm that the document has been received and they have read the content, right? So this is quite a hardcore way. This has gone down at the level. This is a divorce, basically. It's paperwork, it's lawyers, it's formal letters, it's public disclosures. There seems to be no relationship left to negotiate between Messi and Barcelona. Which, of course, is kind of sad. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, if there has ever been a player that defines a club, it's Messi and Barcelona. I cannot think of another person, a single player, who has had that kind of an impact at one club. And it's been the stuff of legends, you know, Messi coming to La Masia, the Barcelona Academy, when he was 13 years old. He had that growth hormone issue and Barcelona offered to pay for his treatment. And then from there on, it was just this like glorious story of the best player the world has possibly ever seen in football. Arguably, I'm a Maradona fan, so arguably, but definitely one of the best players the world has ever seen. And now it's 634 goals for Barcelona, which is a club record by a mile. Wow. 6 golden shoes, 20 seasons spent at Barcelona, 17 of them on the first team, 34 trophies won. It's just the numbers are incredible. So it is kind of sad to see that it has come to this.
Yeah, really well summed up. I want to take 2 points out of what you said. The first one being a divorce. Like most divorces, it's gotten pretty sticky. Everyone knows about this release clause that was in Messi's contract by now, right? Where he said that he could be able to walk for free. And this obviously wouldn't have been there if all was, you know, great between him and Bartomeu, who's the president of Barcelona in the last couple of years, as you rightly pointed out. The clause was there because he was obviously a little bugged by the end of it. But it's pretty insane what the swing between what FCB want at this point and what Messi want really is, right? Because they had put a release clause of about $700 million, about £625 million right, for Messi to leave, for another club to even attempt buying him out. While Messi had put in a clause saying, but if I'm unhappy, I will be able to walk by May. Now, the big discussion now is whether, of course, you know, August is the new May in this coronavirus year, and if, you know, the rules change during the pandemic.
Actually, he had set a date. It was the 10th of June. That's the date in 2017. Yes, 10th of June. Okay. Keeping in mind that the European season, by then, even your Champions League is done.
It's all right? Done.
So,
exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Everything is done. So that's the reason for that date that he put in, the 10th of June, so that he could, if he needed to walk, he could walk after finishing a full season with Barca.
Right. And the second point from your summation was the impact that he's had as a one club player thus far. I would argue when I say that he isn't, of course, the only one to have changed, you know, the very essence of the club by his presence. I'm a big fan of Italian football, not Juventus per se, but I've seen what Alessandro Del Piero and, you know, Gianluigi Buffon did for Juventus. I have a feeling Buffon came from elsewhere, but Del Piero was there for at least the peak of his career and then, you know, moved about a little bit. He went and played football in Australia and then he even came to Delhi. So I don't think that's where Messi is going to end up. And this should be a good segue into just some of the speculations and rumors about him. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, coming to that, he's always said he wants to finish at Newell's Old Boys, right? Which is the local football club of Rosario in Argentina, the club that he loved but never played for because, like you mentioned, he moved to Barcelona when he was just 13 years old. But you know what? Like, guys, like, he can still play for Newell's Old Boys when he's 45 years old because at this stage, he can still compete with the best, right?
I think so. I think Newell's Old Boys is maybe 5 or 6 years away at least.
15, I think, really.
Oh, my God.
By the way, as an aside, you know what the Newell's Old Boys stadium is called?
No.
It's the Estadio Marcelo Bielsa, just by the way, because he was the other product. So can you imagine the two of them combining at Leeds United? I know that's a dream too far, but I'm just saying.
Well, Leeds United fans can dream, man. And there's been a lot of stuff happening actually on Twitter that's quite funny. And the best one, let me just take you off track here, but just have
some
fun.
This is an off-track topic in any case.
Because the best thing I read on social media is the Adelaide United president. United is a small club in Australia, of course. But he wrote an open letter to Messi saying that, look, you know, you've always got Manchester City and PSG and all these huge clubs that you can sign for and, you know, they can afford you. But money is not everything in the world. And, you know, if you really want to change your life, the club you should play for is Adelaide United because we've got the finest beaches in the world. We've got delightful hills. We've got one of the finest wines in the world. And there's this, you know, brilliant restaurant next to our club where you can have a table year long just booked for you where you can sit there and, you know, watch the ocean and eat. And it has a brilliant education system, great schools. So your children could go to, you know, these wonderful schools in Adelaide. And I thought that was one of the nicest pitches I have ever seen. And if I was Messi, right, I would be going to Adelaide United.
I'd think about it, certainly, because that beach that he's talking about, he's possibly talking about Glen Elg, which is in South Australia, just off Adelaide. And my God, that's pretty as a picture, man. I'm just going to throw this to you point blank, Rudra, and put you in the spot a little bit. Where do you think Messi is going to end up? It's obviously not going to be either Leeds or Adelaide United. Where he's going to end up?
Well, I mean, it seems to me like there are only really two obvious answers to that. One is PSG, because Neymar is there. And, you know, Neymar, is, as we all know, is one of Messi's closest friends. And Messi doesn't have too many friends. So, you know, that could be a big reason for him to sign. And the other is Manchester City. Simply because Pep Guardiola is at the helm and, you know, Messi had his the finest season with Barcelona under Guardiola. And that's when the Barcelona team under Messi really, really flowered. So maybe he's looking to link up with his old coach one more time. But where do you think he's going to go?
So I was going to come to that as well. I personally, at a fanboy level, I wish he joins Juventus because then, you know, we'll basically get to see the equivalent of the Laver Cup, which is an exhibition tour in tennis where, you know, we got to see Nadal and Federer play on the same side for the first time in doubles. But this would be in real play, like during competition. Can you imagine Ronaldo and Messi playing in the same team? The two greatest playmakers of our time, of all time, perhaps. And it'll also ensure that Juventus basically sell enough merchandise to last that club with enough finances for like a couple of centuries. But it's obviously going to be either PSG or City because they can afford him. Because even if you waive off that $700 million release clause, if say Messi does walk for free, you still have to be able to afford him as a club. And only teams that are basically soft powers owned by nations, as PSG is owned by Qatar and City by Abu Dhabi, can really afford to pay those weekly wages of his. But, you know, allow his fans to dream and they will tell you all kinds of arbitrary and crazy stuff about where they think Messi should end up. Where do you want him to end up, Rudra? Because this is a very different question from where do you think he's going to end up?
Right. You know, and I've thought about it and it's a very peculiar situation for me because when I thought about it, I'm like, you know, this is the greatest player of this generation right now. But would a club really want him? It's a strange question because the reason for that is that Messi can't fit into a club. The club has to fit around Messi. And that is a very tricky proposition. You know, like I would think that, he would never walk into Klopp's team at Liverpool because Liverpool is such a all-around team where every player on the pitch is equally important and they all have their beautiful roles to play and they play their brand of football. If you put Messi in there, everything has to change. And that is not something that Liverpool would ever want to do. It's the same with City, I would think, you know, like, you know, City's, of course, they didn't win the Champions League, they didn't win the league this season, but still, they are a fantastic team with a beautiful, unique style of play. You know, we've got Kevin De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva and Phil Foden. And where does Messi fit into that? How do all these great players kind of revolve around this one figure? And for me, so the club that really should be signing Messi is a club that really needs to rebuild completely. And in that way, PSG is perhaps the best bet because, you know, they are a club that needs rebuilding. Juventus is not a bad idea because Juventus is also in a rebuilding phase and Messi and Ronaldo have very different styles of play, very different roles that they fulfill in the team. And you could see, even though both of them are huge stars and they have huge outsized impacts.
Both of them at the same time, man.
it would be great. I mean, even though they both have outsized impacts, they can still fit into their own individual roles and play as a team. That's the trick here. I mean, you know, can you make Messi fit into your team?
Yeah, and the other point that you mentioned was the fact that Messi hasn't made too many friends in football. You mentioned that Neymar was one of them. Sergio Aguero, his Argentina teammate, is supposed to be a really good friend. And, you know, social media often goes into a tailspin when such big announcements happen. And they've noticed that Aguero has basically dropped the number 10 from his Instagram handle, which could apparently just towards one thing. But at the same time, Rudra, there are conspiracy theories, and I'm totally into these, right? The big ones that, you know, of course, he has this old relationship with Aguero and Pep Guardiola, who gave him, like, you know, some of his greatest times in Barcelona as a player. But apparently, Guardiola is holding off on signing Messi because he wants to prove to himself and his owners, who have allowed him to splurge money for so long now, that he can, in fact, win a Champions League without Lionel Messi. I don't know what you think of that. This is, of course, a conspiracy theory.
Okay. So I'm not much into conspiracy theories, but I don't think Messi is a good fit for the way the Manchester City team has been built. And it's been built lovingly by Guardiola. He's got players that he really, that you can see are in his mold, the players that fit his Absolutely. Philosophy. And just like, again, like I said, he wouldn't fit into Liverpool. Bayern Munich has actually come out openly and made a statement saying, you know, that we are never going to sign Messi because that's not our philosophy. We can't, we don't want to have a huge player of that stature come into the club. And I think that is the same reason. It's because, you know, you have somebody like that, your entire club has to reconfigure around. The world revolves around Messi. And that's not something that many clubs would want.
I'll tell you what, if Messi really wants to stick it to his former club now in Barcelona, he can always move across the same city and join Espanyol, who will be very happy to reconfigure and rebuild their side around Messi. I'm sure there'll be no doubts in that management about, you know, who they are. That's one great way to stick it to Barcelona. Another one, if he really wants to do it, is he can go down the Luis Figo way and hopefully not have a pig's head thrown at him at the same time. But, you know, which is join Madrid. They definitely have the spending power, A. And B, it'll be a very similar style of at least, you know, the philosophy of football, as you put it. Because he's played his entire career in Spain and also moving to England where, you know, the game is a whole lot more physical, may not really suit his style of play. I mean, of course, Messi's, you know, can adapt to almost anything. And his fans will argue that he does end up playing the Chelsea's and the City's and the United's of the world at least two or three times a year. But there's a very big difference to playing like, you know, these massive, intimidating physical defenders and midfielders thrice a year versus, you know, day in, day out and in practice. So maybe staying in Spain might just be the smartest thing. But if I could really have my way, I wish he moves to the Serie A because, you know, they need that kind of brand upliftment that Messi will bring along. And, you know, that old rivalry of Messi versus Ronaldo in two Italian clubs will do for Serie A what they've needed for a very, very long time since, you know, all those teams just came apart at their wheels.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, but just going off your idea about Messi joining Real Madrid, that sounds to me like a call for civil war.
You know, I mean, that's... players have done the path and survived. I mean, barely so. I know that's... in Messi's case, because of, you know, Messi's image and all of that, it could... it could possibly lead to one, but we really hope. But man, how incredible will that be?
Yeah, yeah. Italy then, Italy. Fine. I'm sold. We'll resurrect Maradona and put him in Napoli as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Messi in Napoli is not such a bad idea, man. I mean, but the fact that he's walked in Maradona's shadow and footsteps for such a long time.
Absolutely.
But Inter is really the one that can afford him and may still well pull it off if you go by some of the odds on betting websites now. Anyway, I mean, none of us really know, which is what this podcast was about. It was just to maybe, you know, fan some of these rumors and we'll know pretty soon.
Yeah, it'll be an exciting week looking forward to where Messi goes.
Exciting week. The moment he moves, it's going to be an exciting year. Like, you know, it wasn't exciting with him in Barcelona, but yeah, him in a new club. Because you must notice also, you must keep in mind that Ronaldo has moved often in the past. Messi has never moved. And yet his price has not depreciated, right? His value hasn't. And to see him in a new club, it's the kind of stuff that football fans live for.
Absolutely.
This was an episode of A View from the Stands. Do like and follow us on at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, or write to us on podcasts@hindustantimes.com. You can listen to more podcasts by logging on to htsmartcast.com.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing.
That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.